You're listening to the Warwickshire Business Podcast with yours truly, Miles Grant. Hey guys, hope you're well. So I'm just going to start recording some impromptu podcasts that I think are going to be useful for you in terms of getting customers and keeping customers. I'm just out shopping with my wife and I've decided to kind of abandon her shopping because she's in a nail polish shop, which I find tedious. And I thought I would kind of talk about, like, effectively, there's only three ways that you can make more money as a business. It doesn't matter what level of business you're at. It doesn't matter whether you're a solopreneur. It doesn't matter whether you've got a big multinational corporate. There's only three ways that you can make more money as a business. And I thought I would kind of share with you what those three ways are. And a lot of what I'm going to share with you in these short little mini podcasts is really, really common sense, but not necessarily common practice. I would say, you know, exercise, looking after your health, it's really common sense, but it isn't necessarily common practice. So a lot of what I'm going to share with you, you already know, but there's a big difference between like knowing and doing. So I want to share with you three things just to get you kind of get your brain ticking today. So three ways that you can increase, make more money in your business are as follows. Number one is the thing that people always think of first, which is, okay, let's just get some more customers. And that's great because obviously there's only so much money you can make maybe from your existing customers. But obviously most people do always think of, understandably, getting more customers. So you may want to brainstorm, okay, what are 20 new ways that we could get more customers? And I think that's a really good point as well, because often people talk about, we've tried everything, Miles, to get more sales. And maybe when you get them to write down 20 things, they come up with about 15 that they'd not even thought of. So that's the first way. The second way, which I actually think is a lot easier, is to keep the customers you've already got. So obviously, in the world of relationships, like love relationships, if you're married or you're in a long-term relationship, you're probably not thinking about getting another relationship. Yet in business, for some reason, people are always thinking about the next one rather than keeping the one that you've got. Because ultimately, if you get more but lose the ones you've got, that's not going to be any good either. Kind of like I work with gyms and health clubs, and they're always talking about getting new sales. I once worked with a gym and said, you know, we need 60 new members this month. And when we looked at how many members they were losing, we said, well, if we just stop you leaking members, then that's going to be better, because if you gain 60 and lose 60, what's the point? So that is obviously a really key part, is making sure that you keep the ones that you've already got. So we kind of call that average order frequency. And then the next thing is, and the last one, which I think is arguably the most important, which is often the most overlooked, is increase average order value. Meaning, like, when you go into McDonald's and they say, would you like fries with that? They're looking to increase their average order value. And actually, the more time you spend on average order value, the easier it is for you to be profitable, because it costs you no more money. Like, obviously there's the production of whatever the new thing is, but if you haven't got a funnel, meaning, you know, if you haven't got multiple things to sell, then you need to think more like McDonald's or a restaurant who doesn't just sell one main dish. They also sell dessert and wine and starters, etc. That is what we mean by average order value. When you go in a supermarket, how many times have you been in with the intention to maybe just buy milk? That's me. And then I come out with bottles of water and bottle of wine and I'm not an alcoholic, by the way. Come out with cheese and bread and all kinds of stuff and end up doing my weekly shop. So even though I did it the day before. So the supermarkets are really good at that as well. So if you're not really thinking about this, then you really need to. So three ways that you can increase sales. Number one, get more customers. It's technically the hardest. If you've already got a customer base, spend more time on the next two. Average order frequency, keeping the customers longer. And number three, average order value, getting those same customers to spend more money with you. Common sense, not necessarily common practice. Send me a message if you've got any thoughts on that. But do these things and you're guaranteed to make more money in your business this year. Take care. Speak soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it, feel free to hit share. There should be a button somewhere where you can share the show with your friends, colleagues, family members, cats. Maybe that's just me. But feel free to share the show and we'll see you on the next one. Be sure to hit subscribe as well so that you get notified of future episodes. Have a great day.